This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hi there. Good morning. This is Laura Redmond with the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast. And I am joined this morning with Renee Howard with R. Howard Photography. Renee is not only a resident of Bluewater Bay here in Niceville, but she is also the wonderful photographer for all three of our local publications. She is the photographer for our Neighbors of Bluewater Bay, Niceville Neighbors, and Crestview Living magazines. So if you've seen any of those publications, you have already seen her amazing work. She photographs the resident feature cover stories for us and gets to meet those families and photograph those families for us every month. So I'm so excited to have you. Thanks, Renee.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks for having me, and I'm excited to be on today.
Well, I know that I've seen your work, obviously, and you and I know each other, so we have visited, we worked together, we have visited quite a bit, but I'm excited to learn more about you and how you got started in this business, and so I'm excited for you to share that with our listeners as well. So I'm going to let you take it away. So tell us about R. Howard Photography.
Thanks, Laura. First of all, I'd like to just say that I am super blessed and honored to be a part of all three of your magazines and to be a part of your feature family cover stories. It is one of the highlights of the work that I do, and I really appreciate and love giving back to the community this way as well. So thank you for that. As a resident of Bluewater, I've been here since 2003. And both of my kids have grown up through all the schools here and graduated. And I decided in 2016, after having a very lucrative career in marketing, that I was going to become a photographer. And I have my husband to thank for that as well, because I've always been a fan of taking pictures, whether it be on my iPhone or any kind of camera apparatus that I've had in my hand. And trust me, there's been a long history of not knowing what I'm doing. So I was just like taking pictures, crazy person. And so my husband decided one day he's going to get me a camera. And there was all these features on it that I had no idea what I was going to be doing with it or how to even use it properly. And that got me interested in learning more about camera and how to properly take pictures. And so I started out, I guess, inquisitively with cameras in 35 millimeter black and white film, which I'm so grateful that I started there because people don't realize how much black and white film teaches you about. There's so many aspects to taking pictures. It's not just clicking a shutter button. And so when I was going through that training, I just found myself just totally immersed in the dark room and losing time and not, you know, next thing I know, it's been 5 hours. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to go home. And it just became a huge passion of mine. But the basics of what I learned in that really led me to where I am now with a digital photography. So basically my business started out as, it's funny to say, because I never really thought about being a professional photographer, I'm gonna be honest with you. But I decided one day, I loved it so much. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna do a little side hustle and I'm gonna just offer, you know, cheap sessions to whoever wants it because I love it so much and it was so much fun. And next thing I knew, I was completely slammed and busy and everybody wanted photos. And I kept hearing from customers, from family, from friends, Renee, oh my gosh, you have a great eye. We love your editing style. You really have a wonderful technique, blah, blah, blah. And it just got me saying, you know, I think I really need to go full force with this. And so that's what I did. And so I, took on some more training because running a business, as you know, is way more than just saying, hey, I think I want to be a business owner.
Right.
So it's very detailed and very lots of knowledge, not only with, the back office portion of it, but also the legalities of it and just making sure, you cover all your bases. So there's just, but this was definitely a God choice. God led me in this direction and I'm super blessed because of it. And I don't see myself doing anything else.
That's amazing. It's amazing when you love, when you love what you do like that and when you enjoy it so much. So.
Yeah. And I'll also tell you this, my mom is very creative. She can come up with anything. She thinks it and then she makes it. And it's always been something that I've always envied about my mom because I never felt like I had that creativity feature given to me. And once I got into photography, full force, I discovered it. I didn't even know I had it. And it's almost like, it was just waiting for me to go into this avenue so that I can say, wow, I am creative. I can, think up things and make it happen. And so that was also pretty cool.
Well, thank you for sharing all of that. So tell me a little bit about what you did before photography. And then how maybe you think it's helped you in your current business.
Yeah. So, and I definitely think that what I did before has a big hand in what I do now. We moved around a lot as a child, not military, but just in general, my parents had us everywhere. And so I always had to meet new people, but I was always the shy person in school. And it took me a long time to come out of my shell. My last job, before photography, I did marketing, and it forced me to talk to people, to be assertive, to, just put myself out there and think outside of the box and be vulnerable in front of people I didn't know, total strangers. And I really excelled at it, which was shocking to me because, like I said, I've lived my life in this little cocoon. And it was one of the things that I loved so much about my job. So when it comes to the photography portion of it, you can't, as a photographer, you can't just show up at a shoot and just, smile, take pictures,
Right.
And don't talk. You have to communicate with these people. And for me, my clients are my photog family. They become my family. And I can't tell you how much of a blessing it is when I have clients that have come back 3, 4, and 5 years in a row, and they are part of me and I'm part of them. And I get to be part of their life story, not just a story, their life story. And being able to communicate with them and talk with them and goof around and not be shy, it really has helped elevate that process of my business.
Yeah, well, you have lots of personality. I can't picture you being the shy kid.
Well, you didn't know me then.
So tell our listeners, what are some things you think maybe people misunderstand or some misconceptions about the photography industry?
Well, I think that one of the big ones, I think, and even I'm guilty of a lot of these misconceptions before I became a professional photographer. So I just want to put that out there. It's, you don't think of all the things that I'm about to talk about when you're not knee deep in it. But I think that they look at it as, oh, photography is easy. It is not easy. What they see is they see a photographer show up for 30 minutes to an hour or however long. If it's a wedding, it's much longer. But they see us show up with cameras, and then we walk around, we take a bunch of pictures, and then we leave. And I think that there's a lot of people that don't understand that's a very small portion of what we do. The hours involved are actually after the shoot. And that's when we have to get into all the post-processing and the editing and keeping up with your back office on top of that and answering emails and all this other stuff that they don't see. So when you think, oh, you know, it's just, you know, pushing the shutter button and taking pictures, how hard can that be? Well, come visit me for a day. Let me show you, you know, because it's hours at your computer making these pictures a piece of art. And that's what photography really is. It's art. And you can't just give your client straight out of the camera pictures, because that's not what we're hired for. We're hired to create our art for you. And so that's part of it. Also, not everything can be fixed with Photoshop. Not everything can be fixed, you know. Oh, you know, well, if you mess up, you can just fix it with Photoshop. No, you can't. You really need to know how to work your camera, because, you know, starting out in 2019, I learned that the hard way. You know, if I'm not paying attention, if I'm not trained to constantly pay attention to what my settings are and what the light is doing, and what's happening to my subjects, then I can make what I consider a critical error. And then those pictures are now lost. I can't retrieve the detail on that picture. So you really need to know what you're doing when you're taking these pictures for your clients. The other thing is, and I think this has to do with any business, honestly, is running a business is not easy. You know, it's smacked me right in the face. And, you know, there's people say, well, you know, she's a business owner, so, you know, she's got it made. I barely have time for myself a lot of times, you know. Running a business is hard. I didn't know that.
It is.
But I'm learning.
You've learned a lot of hats.
And also, there's also a misconception that, you know, well, I'm now at a point where people are booking me and I'm making money. So I know what I need to know about photography, but that's not true. It's the same thing as if you were in the medical field. You have to keep up with the technology and the new skill sets that are being developed, and you have to move along with the business and the, you know, the ever flowing photography ways. If you're not keeping up with that, then you're falling behind. And so it is a constant learning process as well. So those are the big ones.
Well, there's quite a few there and quite a few things that I didn't really realize. I mean, I know you work hard. I have no doubt. Being a business owner is definitely tough, but you definitely shared a couple of things just about photography in general that hopefully our listeners got a little bit out of that. So it's not just that you just bought a camera and you just take pictures and send them over. So, no, you're worth every dime. I have no doubt that we pay for our photo sessions. So what do you like to do when you're not taking pictures? What do you like to do for fun?
Since I was a child, in fact, my mom and dad say I came out of the womb this way. I've always been a singer. I love singing. Singing is probably my truest passion. If you know how people say, well, you know, if you could be anything when you grow up, what would it be? Well, I'd be a professional singer. But, you know, that's also a much tougher business. So that, that never panned out for me. But I still have a lot of fun with it. And my husband is also a musician. And so that's actually how we met. He and I, we joined the same band on the same day. We tried out and we joined the same day, he and I, and then we wound up married, which is crazy.
That's but, cool.
So we fiddle faddle with our instruments. He's mostly guitar and ukulele. He can play anything with strings. I think he has dreams of moonlighting as a drummer. He can drum, but we have a drum set. He's never used it. Anyway, and I, like I said, I play the vocal chords mostly, but I also fiddle faddle with the ukulele and also the piano. And so we have a lot of fun with it when we have time. It's been a little shy time lately with my business, but that's we love doing that. And it, you know, if we get lucky, then we'll get a set list together and we'll actually go play out. And we've had people see us play out and they keep asking us, when are we going to do it again? But you know, until then, we'll let you know.
Very fun. So tell us about your newer little furry friends.
Oh, my babies. Those are my buns. I'm a bun mom. Yes, I have four crazy, very opinionated, sassy, sweet, cuddly bunnies. And when I name all of those, that doesn't mean they all have every one of those little personalities. They're all individuals. They all have their very own personalities, but I love them tremendously. And so we have Binks. We have a mini Rex named Binks. And yes, she's named after the cat in Hocus Pocus because she's black and she just reminded me of Binks. And then we have Izzy, who is a fuzzy Holland Lop. And then we have Loki, who is a Lionhead mix. And we have Echo, who is our newest. He's a male. The other three are girls. And he is a Lionhead albino. And they're all just fabulous.
Well, I'm sure they keep you busy as well. So I'm sure that's where a lot of your free time goes.
Yes. Yep. And I need my bun time. Keeps me sane.
There you go. So going back to the business side of things, can you describe for our listeners maybe some struggles you've had or maybe a hardship or challenge you've experienced at some point that you think has actually helped you to be more successful in your business?
I was thinking really hard about this question last night, and I've gone through a lot of challenges with photography and being a business owner and just learning the ropes. You know, I mean, that's just a whole process in itself. I struggled a whole lot last year due to having lost three what I consider family members. They're very, very close friends. But all three of them passed within a year's time, and having never really dealt with grief before, I didn't know how to work through that and be efficient with my business. And so my business suffered a little bit last year as far as, me being able to keep up with the workflow. I went through a few bouts of depression over it, and it just was really hard for me to keep up. So,
sure.
What it did for me, I would say two of the people that I lost died from triple negative breast cancer, and because they were so dear to me and I missed them tremendously, I just really wanted to start putting some meaning to what it is I do. Not that I wasn't before, but I wanted to put an outreach to maybe the breast cancer awareness communities. And so I've been trying to offer my services for events that, contribute to those women who are struggling on a daily basis. You know, having watched my friends go through that, it just touches me to do that. So I don't know that I can consider it something that has made me more successful as far as like money or, you know, growing my business, but it has a lot of meaning behind my business. And for that, I consider that a huge success.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry about your friends. I know we've talked about that a little bit. And I know last year was definitely tough for you, but definitely it was a struggle. You know, you definitely went through struggles and you definitely, had a hard time last year. And those things definitely do make you stronger. And I'm excited to see what you do with this now, with kind of wanting to.
My most recent endeavor was photographing the Tea for Her breast cancer awareness event that happened recently in Sandestin. And so that was just fabulous. And I really was blessed to be there. So I'm excited about that. And I look forward to doing more activities within the community for those kind of things. So,
yeah. And I love it. You've found a way to kind of channel your grief and put it towards something positive. So thank you so much for sharing that. That's really beautiful. Thanks, Renee. I appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome.
Well, tell our listeners if they are looking for family photos or, first of all, a couple things. What all types of photography do you do? And then how can our listeners reach out or see about booking with you?
So I'm not sure that there's any photography we haven't done.
Okay.
So there's that. but where I really focus my attention is, families. Let me just tell you, if you have littles, I am a little whisperer. I love the littles. Oh my goodness gracious. I will photograph your littles all day long. Childhood milestones, cake smash, you know, all that stuff. We do families, we do seniors. Can we talk about seniors for a second? That is the most important time of a kid's life. They're about to like leave this section and go on to their new one. And I just love that moment where we can just really kind of freeze their transition. And so I love that. I love weddings as well, and I love engagements. One thing that I am trying, and I'm about to do one for my very first time, which I'm so excited about, is I love the beauty of birth photography.
Okay.
And so I have my very first birth photography coming up in either April or May, depends, you know, the baby's in charge.
Right.
So I'm super excited about that. And I'd really like to really kind of veer a lot of my photography into that as well. That's super exciting for me. And so I will be posting those as soon as that's available. Again, babies in charge, always babies in charge. I love what I do. I love the people that I meet. And I've learned so much by being in this business, and I thank God every day for putting me in this position. So.
Well, you do a phenomenal job. Your work is absolutely stunning. So I can vouch for that myself. And again, anyone that's seen our covers, you know, I've seen many magazines. Since that's what I do. I've seen many, many magazines. And ours are always so beautiful. Ours are always more beautiful than anyone else's. Of course, I'm a little biased, but so tell us how we can book a session with you, or what's the best way to reach out or find out more.
So I do have a website. It's www.rhowardphotography.com. And it's just as I said it, there's no spaces, no underscores, no periods, just rhowardphotography.com. And I have a contact form on there under the info tab. You can just put in your information there and it comes directly to me. Also, my email is renee@rhowardphotography.com. So you can email me there. And then we're also on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook, if you just put in R Howard PH, you'll find me there. And we're on Instagram under R Howard Photography as well. And last but not least, just call me. My number is 850-585-9916.
All right. Perfect. There you go.
We'll reach out to Laura. She knows how to get a hold of me.
Reach out to me. I know where to find you. Yep. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you so much being here today. I love being able to connect local businesses with the community through the Good Neighbor Podcast. So thank you so much for joining me. And hopefully our listeners will watch out for our next issue that comes out because your photography truly is beautiful. And hopefully they will book with you as well. So
I love
appreciate
it.
You.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you so much.
I look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks, Renee. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.